If you prove to me that safety lies behind your eyes, and one day, after so many poems, we meet in a small cafe, and your eyes remain lit and waiting, then I will tell you everything that isn't in the words. Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. Well, that's a poem from about 1999. It might be 1998 or 97. And it's one of these pieces that is sitting in a pile that I have of old works. Works I never intended on publishing. And I came across this pile some time ago and looked at some of the work there. What fascinates me about sometimes going back and finding old work and looking at it is how it truly is a predictor, precursor of what is yet to come. After enough time goes by and enough work is amassed, you actually see a trail that the artist makes of their own work, their thinking, their philosophy, what obsessions they have, recurring things in their works, motifs. And I find this over and over when I look at old manuscripts, when I look at work that I did in college, when I look at work that I did as a very young adult, you can see in retrospect what was to come. So I thought I would just share that with you. I was out in the garden today. I had to put in what will probably be the last planting that I do this season. And as I was standing there watering, a dragonfly landed on my hand, and I'm like, "Hello, dragonfly, what are you doing?" And the dragonfly just stayed on my hand for about 5 minutes as I was watering. And it's just so interesting to me. I don't know, why would a dragonfly land on my hand? Why would it just stay there? What is it thinking? What is it doing? What is it being? It's being a dragonfly, but I have nothing for the dragonfly, nothing to offer. And yet there it stayed. It was a pretty dragonfly, as most dragonflies are. Some are a lot more unusual than others. This was kind of ordinary, but pretty. I remember it had some kind of brown body. And anyway, I started to think of innocence. I grew up for a little while in the country. We spent about 3 years in the country when I was a child. Very rural area. I mean, I'm talking cows and sheep and meadows and woods. And it was a really magical time in my life. I had come out of the city where prior to that the playground had been concrete and tar. Very little green. And so when I moved to the country, the natural world opened to me. And I've had conversations about that with people, about children living in an innocence, in a time where they don't have to be afraid someone is going to snatch them. They don't have to be afraid someone is going to hurt them. They don't have to be afraid that someone is going to bomb them or shoot them or kill their families. And whenever I've thought of the innocence of childhood, what a special thing that is, and how that should be guarded above all else, because children who understand innocence know then, as adults, what it means to do good in the world, what it means to be a good person. So it's with a lot of dismay that I heard on the radio today coming home how 9 children were killed in Gaza, and they were using buckets of water to wash the blood into the gutters. And this image of washing the blood of children into gutters is an image I'd rather not have. Not as a form of denial, but I'd rather it not be part of the world, and I'd rather not hear anybody say, well, that's just the way the world is. I don't believe in that world. I don't believe in a world that kills children. And so I look to the dragonfly and I ask, what are you doing, dragonfly? And I think these simple pleasures, the pleasure of being able to have a dragonfly land on your hand and wonder at it, these simple things that should be secure for children, and yet they're not. I'm going to leave you this evening with a poem from my book, Homefront. This poem is called Child of the. And I thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee. Child of the missing limb, the heart of the world, now missing the child. Of the missing garden, the roots of the child, now missing. The child of the river running, the child of the river broken into sides, into banks, into nightmares the child cannot climb, who says, now I can't sleep. I try to forget. I have such difficulty feeling anymore. Who is the child of misvisions, who knows bombs among flowers, who is the powerless child of wishes, of fathers, of mothers, wanting warm and safe at home? Not the child of the burning cloud, not the child of mistrials, or freely the large stone flung one afternoon when thought was simple and looking up there was only blue. No stone, nothing thrown or born into the heart of the child, who forgot the sound of laughter, who remembers friends, who says, which live, which are dead, who says, I am speaking to you. Will the waiting be long?